From the heart of downtown North Platte, it's time for Mugs in the Morning on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Listen to the show online at huskerradio.com or on the free KODY mobile app. Now it's time for the show. Here's your host of Mugs in the Morning, Tristan Winder.
And welcome into the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios. Tristan Winder, blessed be with you here for Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. And boy, do we have a busy hour for you here on Mugs in the Morning. Out of the gate, let's get a quick check of our time and temp. It's a service of Grease Monkey, conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. At 8:06, it's 66 degrees. Sunny today with a high near 90 degrees. We have Wendy Stover joining us here of Community Connections. Wendy, how are you today?
I'm good, Tristan. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning. Of course, we talked to Wendy a few months ago here on Mugs in the Morning, but can you remind us again of your official title with Community Connections?
Sure. I'm the Lincoln County Youth Leaders Coordinator for Community Connections. So I work with youth in the 6th grade through the 12th grade in Lincoln County area in substance abuse prevention, advocacy, and activism.
And you're relatively new to the Community Connections staff, but obviously making an impact right out of the gate and having a lot of fun right out of the gate, it seems, as well.
I am. I'm having a great time. I've got, we've got a great group of kids, we're just, I look forward to seeing what they're going to do each and every time I get with them. It's just, they're wonderful kids.
Obviously, it's a little bit trickier now to get together, and it makes your job a little bit harder to get together with these wonderful kids throughout the COVID-19 outbreak. But are you guys continuing to still work together and to still meet through the challenging times?
We are. We have moved everything to Zoom online.
Oh, sure.
We finished out the school season with Lincoln County Youth Leaders having our weekly meetings, but mm-hmm. doing it via Zoom. And now we are rolling into our summer program, which kicks off tomorrow, and that will all be done via Zoom until COVID-19 protocols are lifted.
So tell us about the program that officially starts tomorrow, Wendy.
Sure. The summer program tomorrow, it is called Speak Out Loud, Let Your Voice Be Heard, and we are going to focus on media production. And so we have lined up 5 community members who are going to come in and speak to the Lincoln County Youth Leader kids about various aspects of media production. And we are looking at this from a substance abuse prevention advocacy viewpoint. So mm-hmm. well, that is going to be our message. And the kids will produce media for social media, print media. They're going to learn how to conduct an interview. They're going to learn how to create a video and radio PSAs, and they are going to learn how to create a podcast.
Wow.
And the goal of this summer program is so that the media we create over the summer will be utilized during the school year with Lincoln County Youth Leaders.
That is amazing. It's easier to say what these kids won't be learning to rather say what they will be learning. I mean, they're getting all areas of media.
Yeah, we want to touch on everything because every child has a different strong point.
Sure.
And I don't want to leave any child behind, and I don't want anyone to feel like if they come and we're just focusing on a video PSA or something, and they're not comfortable being in front of a camera, that they don't have a place. I don't want anyone to feel like they don't have a place, because we have a place for everyone.
Absolutely. And it's beneficial, too, because like you mentioned, some of these PSAs will be used here in the coming school year to help raise awareness and raise concern here.
Exactly. We utilize a program that's the Dover Youth Empowerment Program, and it is a great program that was created by a group of kids in New Hampshire. And so we're kind of going off of their program. Well, we do go off of their program. But I want our kids to have something that is Lincoln County Youth Leaders created, produced, and shouted from the mountaintops.
Sure. I love it. I love it. Again, we have Wendy Stover joining us here of Community Connections, and big kickoff for the summer programming tomorrow with the Lincoln County youth leaders. A lot of excitement with this, and you mentioned you've got some very experienced individuals that are donating their time and talents here for Community Connections and for our youth. So tell us about those very qualified individuals, if you don't mind, Wendy.
Oh, not at all. So to kick us off this summer, our first guest educators will be Jason Holly from KNOP.
Oh, sure.
And they are going to come in and teach the kids how to conduct interviews, how to be interviewed, and then also they run their own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are going to teach the kids how to prepare and run a podcast. And then our next unit will be on social media production, and we have North Platte Community Playhouse's Tyler Cronin and Melissa Mitchell coming in. If you pay attention to anything that has to do with the Playhouse, they do an amazing job at mm-hmm. social media campaigning for the Playhouse. And then right after that will be print media with Tyler Cronin. He has really taken the lead with the print media for the Playhouse, and he's just taken it up a notch, and it's just amazing to see the work that he does. And then when we get into script writing and video PSAs, Rich Galvin from the Mid Plains Community College is going to be giving the kids some education on how to act in front of the camera and how to script write. So we've got some amazing community members who are volunteering their time, and we couldn't do this without them.
Yeah, a big tip of the cap and a big shout-out to these qualified individuals for making this possible. Great to find out that there's so many people donating so much time and talent here to really help out these kids and help teach these kids some valuable life skills here that they're going to really use for a long time to come. And want to really give them a big shout-out for making this possible, because obviously, like you mentioned, it couldn't be done without them.
Not at all. No, we're so thankful for the community and the support that we get from the community here in North Platte.
Oh, absolutely. Again, Wendy joining us here with Community Connections. The Speak Out Loud summer program officially kicks off tomorrow. Sounds like it's going to be an exciting summer for you and the crew, Wendy.
I hope so. I say that tongue in cheek. It will be. It's going to be a great summer program, and it's going to give the kids something positive and something where they are creating, and they will be able to see the fruits of their labors at the end.
Sure.
And I think that's what is so important.
Oh, absolutely. Wendy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I just want to say that registration is open. Registration is open all summer. We understand at Community Connections that this is, we're going into summertime and families. This is family time. This is travel time. This is going out to the lake and doing those kinds of things time. But so we will have registration all summer. You can join at any time. But registration is open. And if you are interested in registering your child for the summer program, please contact me at 696-3866 or go to the Community Connections website, and you can register online there.
Well, Wendy, thank you so much for the time and talent that you're sharing here with these individuals and all the hard work that you've put in behind the scenes with this. And we do truly appreciate you taking some time for us to share this message this morning here on KODY.
And Tristan, I thank you for always giving us a voice in the community.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Wendy. Always good to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
You too, sir. Have a good day.
Thanks, Wendy.
Bye-bye.
Again, a big thanks to Wendy for joining us here of Community Connections. Always a pleasure to spread the good news that Community Connections has to spread here in our community, and the great impact that they have on the youth in our community as well. They're kind of rolling with the punches. Life's giving them lemons. They're making some lemonade here throughout the COVID-19 situation. 8:15, your time and temp is a service of Mike and the crew from Grease Monkey. They're conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. At 8:15, it's 66 degrees. Sunny today with a high near 90 degrees. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, mainly before 11 p.m. Cloudy with a low around 58. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 93. Cloud cover for your Thursday evening. Sunshine on your Friday with a high in the low 90s. Saturday going to be a high in the mid-90s with chances of maybe some showers and thunderstorms on Saturday night. Sunday going to be high in the mid-90s. Monday it'll be back into the low 90s. And then Monday evening into Tuesday, we have chances of showers and thunderstorms. Had some showers and thunderstorms throughout parts of the listening area. North Platte didn't get anything too severe, but there were severe weather issues for the Lincoln County area, for Keith County. Chase County had the majority of the impact, I believe, over the Imperial area. So nothing severe in North Platte, but things could definitely become severe here in the coming days. 8:16, time to step aside here for a quick commercial break on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. Again, your time and tempo service of Grease Monkey. 8:16, 66 degrees, warming up to 90 today.